Winners emerge from primary fights.
The home team is winning big.
Voters recall a controversial judge.
Women are standing up.
It's a very sad day for the judiciary.
Lava engulfs Hawaiian homes.
This coastline is dramatically different than it once was.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. In 5 months from today, voters will have an important say on the nation's political direction in the midterm election. And the question after yesterday's primary contests in several states is, do Democrats have the strength to seize control of one or both houses of Congress? We begin with CBS's Steve Futterman.
Here in California, the focus for Democrats was on seven congressional districts held by the GOP, but won by Hillary Clinton. However, with California's unusual top two system, which puts the top two vote-getters, regardless of party, on the November ballot, and so many Democrats running in some districts, there were fears that vote splitting could put two Republicans on top. That did not happen, and now Democrats will try to flip these districts in November. In the race for governor,
the best is yet to come.
Democrat Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom will face Republican John Cox.
We put a businessman in the White House. Let's put a businessman in the governor's mansion.
Voters also had their say in seven other states. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
In other races across the country, it was a good night for female candidates. New Mexico Democrats nominated Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham for governor. But she faces a tough fight against GOP Congressman Steve Pierce. In South Dakota, Republicans hope to make Congresswoman Kristi Noem the state's first female governor.
We have a bold vision for the state and some reforms that need to happen.
But in Alabama, four-term Congresswoman Martha Roby was challenged in the Republican primary and forced into a runoff election.
Also in California, voters recalled a judge who was involved in a headline-grabbing case. CBS's John Blackstone says his sentence for a Stanford athlete convicted of sexual assault was seen as a slap on the wrist.
Women are standing up and saying enough is enough.
It was a night of victory for Stanford law professor Michelle Dauber, who led a campaign for nearly 2 years to remove Judge Aaron Persky from the bench.
Sexual violence and violence against women is a voting issue.
Retired Superior Court Judge Doris Cordell campaigned to keep Persky on the bench.
This recall is a very serious threat to judicial independence.
Well, now to the White House. CBS's Stephen Portnoy joins us with the latest on the arrest of a contractor who was working there.
It happened just after noon yesterday. A contractor working for the National Security Council was arrested on an attempted murder charge. Police in Prince George's County, Maryland, just outside D.C., say it stems from a shooting there last month involving a woman, her current boyfriend, and her ex. The current boyfriend was shot on May 3rd, but she didn't identify the suspect for another 2 weeks. A warrant was issued for the arrest of 30-year-old Martise Edwards on May 17th, but word of that didn't reach the Secret Service until Monday of this week. And when Martise Edwards handed over his ID when he showed up for work here yesterday, up came the warrant. It's not known what work Edwards has been doing here. A bigger question is, why wasn't he arrested sooner? Steve?
Well, the White House says aide Kelly Sadler no longer works there. She mocked John McCain's opposition to President Trump's CIA pick last month, saying it didn't matter because he's dying anyway. It's not clear if she was fired or quit. Kate Spade's death stunned people far beyond the world of fashion. Her vibrant handbags were a must for a legion of women for a generation.
Even though I've never met her, she touched my life, and I'm praying for the family and for her soul.
CBS's Deborah Rodriguez says Spade's sister's now speaking out after the designer's apparent suicide.
Rita Safo tells the Kansas City Star Spade suffered from debilitating depression for years, but refused to get medical help, fearing it would hurt her fashion brand. Safo believes the stress and pressure of her job may have flipped the switch on Spade's illness. She says she was fascinated by comedian Robin Williams' suicide in 2014 and may have put a plan in motion then.
Facebook is scrambling to explain another revelation about sharing the data of its users. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
The social media giant confirming that at least one Chinese firm flagged as a possible threat to U.S. security was among the handset manufacturers granted deep and unauthorized access to the data of users and their friends. No comment from the Shenzhen-based Huawei, whose handsets were banned from U.S. military bases last month. It's denied any security issues in the past. Facebook says it's ending the relationship by the end of the week. Steve?
A new lava surge has drastically raised the toll of destruction on Hawaii's Big Island. Reporter Malika Lincoln.
Hundreds of homes potentially lost here. Right now, there is new lava that is just now pouring into this area. We could see a few of the flows coming off of the coastline. Lots of floating wildlife as a result.
And in Guatemala, CBS's Manuel Bojorquez has the latest on the deadly eruption of the volcano of fire.
Torrential downpours overnight caused new toxic flows to seep into the streets. Those deadly flows can reach more than 700 degrees in some parts, making rescue efforts practically impossible.
A federal panel on school safety holds its first public forum this morning in Washington. CBS's Weijia Jiang tells us the nation's education chief will chair it.
Secretary Betsy DeVos was grilled yesterday by Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy.
Will your commission look at the role of firearms as it relates to gun violence in our schools?
That is not part of the commission's charge.
So you're studying gun violence but not considering the role of guns?
We're actually studying school safety and how we can ensure our students are safe.
A spokeswoman tried to clarify DeVos's statement, saying the commission is looking at all the options tasked by the president, which originally included age limits on firearms.
Well, Bill Clinton's book tour continues to bring his past into the bright lights.
Do you understand why some people thought that was a tone-deaf response to his questions about the Me Too movement?
On the CBS Late Show, Stephen Colbert pursued him over his combative responses earlier to questions about whether he should have resigned over the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
It wasn't my finest hour.
He says he was mad at himself for what some saw as tone-deaf responses.
I apologize to my family, to Monica Lewinsky and her family, to the American people. I meant it then, I meant it now.
Sounds like the long-term health of a government program is not so good.
Medicare is now projected to run out of money 3 years earlier than previously predicted in 2016, with Social Security to follow in 2034. Max Richmond is the president of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare.
I don't know how much of it is cost of health care. I don't know how much of it is additional beneficiaries. I don't know how much of it is the updates in the reimbursement for the Medicare Advantage plans.
Richmond supports bringing more money into the programs through payroll taxes in an attempt to save them. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
As teachers around the country wrap up their work for the school year, there's word a Philadelphia high school teacher has been fired for allegedly taking bribes from students in exchange for good grades. It's not clear how much money changed hands. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.